Despite wreaking havoc in the northeast states and devastating hundreds of businesses, Hurricane Sandy's impact on jobs appears to have been minimal. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says U.S. companies hired more workers than expected in November, sending the nation's unemployment rate to a four-year low. But Yahoo Finance expert Aaron Task says the rate fell for the wrong reasons.
A lot of people dropped out of the labor force. That's why the unemployment rate went down, not because 146,000 jobs were added. So you had over 300,000 people who essentially gave up looking for jobs.
Others say unemployment is becoming chronic. Although the economy has been recovering for 3 years, labor market economist Heidi Shierholz says the job market is still in crisis mode.
Last year we have seen some real improvement, but it's been so modest and the hole that we have to dig out of is so steep that we literally have a gap in the labor market of around 9 million jobs.
Instead of focusing on how many Americans are out of work, Chuck Vollmer, a blogger and author of the book Jobonomics, says U.S. policy must address ways to expand the current workforce, estimated at over 100 million.
People tend to look at the unemployment numbers. Well, I'm saying, let's look at the employment numbers. Let's look at this bottom group here, the 102 million, and let's grow to 122 million.
To do that, Vollmer says U.S. policy needs to be more supportive of small businesses. But a bigger economic threat may be looming by year's end. At a Senate hearing Thursday, economist Mark Zandi warned that political dysfunction and the inability of Washington lawmakers to deal with coming tax hikes and budget cuts, the so-called fiscal cliff, could lead to a loss in business confidence.
It hasn't affected hiring and layoff decisions yet, but it will if we get into next year and we get into February and we haven't nailed this down. The economy will begin, and investors will bail, and the economy will begin to struggle.
On Wall Street, investors paid little attention to long-term issues and more on the better-than-expected numbers, pushing major stock indexes firmly into positive territory. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.